This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, the Cowboys player that disappointed you the most. Today we found out the experiment is over, and the Cowboys waived tight end Rico Gathers.
What?
They've seen enough of him.
He's going to be a star, though, is what I was told.
He was coming into his fourth camp with the team.
Oh, my God.
Kind of got better every year, but still was not an NFL player. And therefore, now the Cowboys will regret this decision for the rest of their natural-born lives.
What do you mean he got better every year? What is that based
on? Last year, he caught three passes for 45 yards. Oh, that's 15 yards a catch.
Sweet.
Man, you can never replace that.
Yeah. Where are you going to find 15 yards a catch?
877-881-1053.
Text in. By the way, we will be giving away something within this show.
And it has to do with this show.
You have to be listening, though, if you want to win. You know what? I want to do it right now.
I mean,
we'll do it in just a little bit.
You know what to do.
Be ready. But yes, be listening because we got something awesome to give away. But yeah, Rico Gathers, no longer a Cowboy. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my gosh, I expected so much. I really thought mismatch could be an athletic freak on the field. This could be awesome. But it never turned out because he couldn't study the game. The coaches said that he just wasn't a good student. He wasn't really loved in the locker room. And I guess there was a moment in camp where he kind of got in a little. He got a little upset about something. And you can see there's a picture of Jason Witten and DeMarcus Lawrence watching him throw a little temper tantrum. And you could see it on their faces like, oh, gosh. And now he gone. So now that is the situation. And we're asking you, 877-881-1053. The player in all-time Cowboys history that just disappointed you.
I know what yours is, or at least I think I know what yours is. Is yours Redfield safety man?
No, it is not.
Man, every year, though, you're like, hold on, but when he comes back, he's going to be
great. Is that Matt Johnson? Matt Johnson should have been the greatest. He could cover. I watched him in the Sky conference or whatever, Big Sky.
And, I like his Sky conference.
And he was awesome.
I just like the idea of Corey watching them from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just in the air, just
watching him from the sky,
floating above him.
But he was supposed to be awesome, but he just couldn't get on the field. So I'm not as disappointed because that's just body. His body just.
I still never quite understood where that opinion came from because wasn't he like a fifth round pick?
I watched his film, dude. I loved it. I loved his film. And I talked with Broaddus, and Broaddus is like, yes, what I see is a football player. We both agreed. So, I mean, he should have been a player. He just couldn't keep those soft tissues from getting injured.
Okay. Mm-hmm. From the 817, speaking of soft tissue injuries, this is a good one. Felix Jones.
I mean, what's wrong with Felix Jones?
Felix Jones was just a guy, and he was like,
Charmin.
We were sold like he was going to change the game in terms of his quick twitch movements and ability to just take everything to the house, and we took him in the first round, even though everyone's like, oh, really? He was fine, but like,
no,
that's not good enough.
No, he wasn't. He never got more than 4 rushing touchdowns in a season.
Did you know 1 year he averaged 6 yards a carry?
Never had more than 800 yards in a season. And I mean, they gave him 185 carries in 2010. That's the year he got 800 yards. That's it. And that was his best season.
Yeah.
And he was never a great, I mean, he was an okay receiver, but he wasn't great. Now, that guy right there, he was a major disappointment. But everybody that year was saying the same thing. That's the wrong running back. That's the wrong Arkansas running back. You don't want that one. You want the other one. You want Darren McFadden. And eventually they got Darren McFadden, who, you know, injury-wise, was a problem. But that guy right there was the duo in college that was so effective.
From the 214, Marty B, I thought this was going to happen, but I understand.
Whose fault is that?
That's his fault. He's lazy. Is Marty B came into Texas A&M as the number one recruited tight end in the country. And then you saw him and he was like, he was fine sometimes. And then word started to go around that he might not be the most motivated individual in the world. And then when the Cowboys picked him up, they're like, yeah, but look at all the physical gifts. He was the number one tight end. And all the A&M people were like, no, no, I get all that. And that's why we were so excited. But then he didn't do anything. And so it wasn't particularly surprising that he didn't do anything here. This one's amazing from the 214. Larry Allen Jr.
Oh, come on.
Still hurts. And Julius Jones. Julius Jones had like... what an unbelievable breakout game, breakout season.
Right.
And it really did look like, for a minute, I'm not going to pretend like I didn't get on the Julius Jones hype train. It really did look like he was going to be the heir apparent to Emmitt Smith for a minute. Especially when they're like, he broke Emmitt Smith's record for most yards in a game. He also had more than Tony Dorsett. And you're like, oh my God, we're going to be amazing forever.
So Julius Jones' career
it's going to be sad.
Was very sad. Compared to, and this is going to be compared to the great Steven Jackson.
Oh.
That's the comparison, right? Steven Jackson finished his career with 11,000 rushing yards and almost 70 touchdowns. He had 69. Bill Belichick is chuckling. Julius Jones had 5,068 yards and 22 touchdowns.
That's more than I would have guessed.
Well, I mean, he did go on and play for Seattle for a couple of years, and that's where he, you know, compiled 1,200 yards. But yeah, he had the 1,000-yard rushing season. But Steven Jackson was always the comparison because you're like, you traded down and you could have gotten Steven Jackson and you went with this guy instead for what reason?
So we're getting a bunch of feedback out of Flex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. Who's your biggest Cowboys disappointment? Is like that guy that you thought was going to take over the world and he didn't. So here's mine that you guys might find controversial and unfair.
Okay.
But keep in mind, I thought this guy was going to just dominate football for the better part of the decade and maybe surpass the guy that he was playing on the opposite side of. Mine is Alvin Harper. I thought that, yes, and I realized
he was as good as he could possibly be.
Was he? Because I started to look back and I just wanted to check this. Did you know that Alvin Harper never caught more than 36 passes in a season?
He didn't have to.
For the Cowboys?
He didn't have to.
He just had to every once in a while catch that really long pass.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that he was going to turn into like still the same basic abilities, but it was going to be 5 catches a game. So he was going to finish the season with like 80 catches for 1,800 yards and have, you know, 14 to 15 touchdowns. And maybe like Michael Irvin would turn into your possession guy. You're like, oh, yeah, that guy's the best possession guy in the league, but we got the best wide receiver in the league. Keep in mind, this was like a fever dream. I was like 11 or 12.
Right.
So this isn't like he was a disappointing player. Oh. It's just that your standard was too high for him.
Was it? Or was his standard not high enough? Alvin Harper should have taken the belief that was in my heart as a child, and he should have said, you know what, Kevin? I'm going to make you proud. That year that I averaged 25 yards per catch, I'm going to factor that out. I'm going to catch 80 passes and have 2,000 yards receiving. Instead, that year he caught 33 passes. 8 of them were touchdowns. Think about that. The last year that Alvin Harper was here, he averaged 25 yards per reception, and 8 of his 33 catches were touchdowns.
When he was with Washington, he averaged 32 yards a catch. I mean, he only had 2 catches, but
he was
32 yards a catch.
That's insane. I seriously thought Alvin Harper was going to be like the next evolution of the wide receiver and just change everything. So, like, he was good and fine and all that, but it didn't, you know, sad.
Mine was really not hard to locate because remember when the Dallas Cowboys were looking to replace Charles Haley and Tony Tolbert? It was a 94 draft.
Oh.
And they ended up trading a bunch to San Francisco.
Is this Shante Carver?
To pick up Shante Carver, who in 4 years of supposedly going to replace Charles Haley and Tony Tolbert with one dude.
Mm-hmm.
4 years. 11 and a half sacks.
Oh, God.
He had 6 sacks in 97. 3 in 96 and 2.5 in 95 and none in 94 in his rookie year.
He was named to the Arizona State University Sports Hall of Fame in 2012.
Oh, that's so good. I had to admit, I didn't particularly remember this person, and now I understand why. I saw multiple people put in a vote for Mike Sherrard, and my thought was, who the hell is Mike Sherrard? He was a first-round pick of the Cowboys in 1986. Looked like maybe a pretty good pick. He eventually worked his way up to being a starter. Only got to start four games. 41 catches, 744 yards, 18 yards per reception, 5 touchdowns. Never played for the Cowboys again. He was out of football the next 2 years and then reappeared with San Francisco.
After he got done with his career, he worked as a fundraiser for Autism Speaks. So, I mean, he went on to go do something good.
He shattered a couple of bones, his tibia and his fibula, and he missed the entire 1987 season. Then in 1988, he refractured his tibia while jogging as part of rehab.
Dude, his mom, Cherry, ran the 80-yard hurdles in 1964 in the Summer Olympics. You know who her teammate was?
That Swedish guy from the pentathlon?
Bob Hayes.
Bullet Bob Hayes? That's who I thought Alvin Harper was going to be. I thought he was going to be the next evolution of Bullet Bob Hayes.
His cousin is Daryl Green. This dude
should
have been everything.
All right, I want to change my vote.
Just from family
to
lineage.
Mike Sherrard. That's who should have been the greatest.
From the 214 Nelson Cruz.
Okay, stop it.
From the I've seen this pop up a number of times, and based on the fact that Rico Gathers, who never quite was able to let it spread his wings and fly. He's a peacock, and they wouldn't let him
is
fly.
Is he the Cowboys' Roddy B?
He's free Rico, but they never did. He is released as of today, and we're asking, who is your most disappointing Cowboys player of all time? Mine is Roy Williams. Not the safety. I loved the safety, even though I had a moment where I didn't love him, but the wide receiver.
Yeah.
The wide receiver, Roy Williams. Now, I know he wasn't drafted as a Cowboy, but
he's the Texas product,
and the Cowboys said, hey, first round draft pick, let's see what we can do. We need this guy. We're going to have the greatest wide receiving core ever, and you should have. But for whatever reason, he and Tony Romo could not get on the same page, and I don't have a clue why. Like, Tony was able to get on the same page with almost every receiver that he ever played with, except for this guy.
Right.
And I don't think he had more than 1,100 receiving yards in his career with the Cowboys. And he had, I think, 12 touchdowns, but it seemed like in those 2 years, it was just a chore, a labor over and over to try and get anything done with that guy.
From the 430 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, all players from North Carolina that we've ever drafted.
Oh, take that, Ebenezer Ecubon.
Greg Ellis was good.
Yeah.
Greg Ellis was good.
But you took him instead of Randy Moss.
I get it, because he is a character guy. All right, I see a lot of people.
Antonio Bryant? Oh, my God, I almost forgot about him from the 469.
Oh, yeah. You forgot about Fingers?
He was going to be the next. Whoa.
He was good, man.
That was his nickname.
The next 88.
Yeah, he took off his jersey, his smelly, sweaty jersey, and threw it in Bill Parcells' face that day at practice. And Parcells was like, yeah. He's gone. I don't understand how people were disappointed with Quincy Carter. That's confusing to me.
Okay, I think the reason is because you reset your expectations. Like, first of all, we took him in the second round, and he was a fourth-round draft pick, which that's a weird thing. And so everyone was like, oh, this is stupid. And then it worked, and you got to the playoffs, and you're like, man, how much better is he than Chad Hutchison or Drew Henson? And you're like, let's go. And then it all fell apart.
When he failed the drug test and everything.
Then he wouldn't say what the drug test was for.
What was it for?
He wouldn't say.
So nobody knows?
I mean, I just assumed it was for like weed or something.
I feel like we've been told this story actually during Peace-a-thon, but yeah. It was so late I forgot the whole story. So.
Or I forgot if we were on air or not.
Yes.
Right.
That is probably right. From the 432, mine is Jason Garrett.
Oh.
Yeah. As a coach or as the quarterback? Because As a quarterback, he got us to the playoffs. Or did he win the playoff game? Was it Thanksgiving Day game? Yeah.
As the coach?
As the player?
No,
that was the game against the Packers, man.
Is Jason Garrett the Tony Romo of coaching in the history of this franchise?
What does that mean?
Like, he's been here the longest without winning? Jeez, dude. That's a fair question.
You're going out of your way to take a shot at it. Oh. Tony Romo. That was unnecessary.
Wait till tomorrow.
It was unnecessary.
Mo Claiborne. A couple of people have said that. Yeah, he's pretty disappointing given, like, he was the best defensive player in that draft.
And they traded up to get him, and he's a, you know, he was a good player, but he wasn't.
You know who another one of mine is then? Terrence Newman. Because we were told that not only was Terrence Newman going to be intercepting balls, he was going to change our special teams world.
That's not his fault that they wouldn't put him in the game.
Man, but it was his fault that he got hurt all the time, and he wasn't really that good.
He was really good. My expectation for him, because I was big into the Big 12 at the time, and you know, Kansas State is where he came from, and he was older. Like, he was already like 24 whenever he showed up here. So I didn't really have. I just thought he was going to be kind of like you said about Luka. He would be ready to go
already?
For the NFL immediately.
I just thought he was going to at least give us one or two special teams touchdowns as well here.
Never gave him the ball.
Yeah, I felt that's what we were promised.
Can't get the only cornerback we have hurt.
So many other votes coming in. Sherman Williams, Sam Hurd, Anthony Henry. Oh, Bruce Carter. We forgot about him in the UNC
Nobody
mix.
Saw Dak on there, right?
Oh,
like you never saw anybody.
The only
tweet.
One I saw was from the Dak hater, who's like, "Why do you want to get rid of the best running back and keep mediocre quarterback and pay him all the money?" But yeah, that's the thing, is you have to pay him all the money because that's what quarterbacks get paid. It's not up to me. I don't want to pay anybody any of the money.
I think just like with Tony Romo, and I know you say expectations elevate at a certain point, but just like with Tony Romo, I'm always going to look at, dude, he was a fourth round draft pick.
And I do support that. Like, my just thing with him was once he got all the money, I was like, you're not undrafted anymore, buddy. Let's make all the money.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.